A new law went into effect this month aimed at bringing more equality for parents when it comes to custody arrangements after divorce or separation. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Utah's new law combats the family court tradition of awarding sole custody to one parent, usually to the mother. Instead, it encourages the state courts to more equally award child custody following divorce or separation. Dan Duell is with the National Parents Organization of Utah, which was actively involved in pushing for the passage of this legislation.
The number one thing that both parents and children want when they go to court, the number one thing that they want is more time together. So we believe that this will not only benefit the parents and child, especially the children, but this will benefit society as a whole.
Duell points to national studies that say children of single parents are at greater risk for teen pregnancies, drug addiction, incarceration, and suicide. He says more time with both parents will reduce these risks. The new law encourages the court to increase the child's time with the non-custodial parent from the current level of 110 days per year up to 145 days. Duell says more than 20 states around the country are considering similar laws. Utah may serve as a national model on this idea.
We've been getting some queries from all over the nation, and everybody's looking at Utah. And it makes sense, really, because Utah is a family-centered state. And at the end of the day, this is all about family. And family ties don't need to be needlessly severed just because there is a divorce.
The legislation was originally requested by Utah family court attorneys. The bill's sponsor, Representative Lowry Snow of St. George, told KUER he hopes to collect feedback from these attorneys on what kind of impact this law has for Utah families. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.